Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Brandon Adams joins us at this time on Tuesdays, Dog Nation Daily. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
What up, B?
I am doing great. Hope you guys are too.
How are you at keeping secrets? Like, if somebody tells you something that they don't want you to tell anybody else, like, are you pretty good? You keep a pretty tight lip?
I feel like I'm pretty good for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where, like, I start out with, like, good intentions. I'm going to keep this secret. But eventually it always just sort of seeps out. You know, it's like one of those things where, like, I'm pretty good for a while, mm-hmm. but after a while, I'm going to probably let it slip at some point in time.
My daughter's the worst at it. She finds out anything. Like, you can't, like, I told her, I don't know, made a horrible mistake, and I showed her one of the things I got my wife for Christmas, like, 2 days before Christmas, and then for the next 6 hours, she just slowly built up to it. She was like, don't look in the back of Daddy's car. It's like, why? And then by like that night, she was like, it's a reindeer. It's a reindeer for the front yard. I was like, great. Way to go, Lily.
I feel like I get tricked a lot, though, because people will kind of make it seem like they already know what you know, and then they sort of coax out of you the secret that you don't want to give. I feel like I've gotten okey-doked by that one a couple of times.
Yeah, no, people will do that. People will definitely do that. How do you feel like Georgia, and look, I mean, the benefit in terms of recruiting is hard to say there is much because they don't need any help in terms of recruiting, but how do you feel like Georgia benefits from all these Bulldogs being at the Super Bowl, playing for the Eagles, talking about Kirby last night like they were? How do you feel like this, in the big picture sense, benefits Georgia's football team?
Well, I'll give you a very practical sort of explanation for this. I mean, think about what a Super Bowl commercial costs, probably, what, $5 million for 30 mm-hmm. seconds or something along those lines. So we know, because of just the sheer number of former Dogs playing on the Eagles defense alone, that's going to get a mention or two. So you can put kind of like a quantifiable, you know, amount of money on this. They're going to get millions of dollars of publicity. Now, as you said, okay, well, Georgia's already recruiting well, so they don't need this to convince anybody to come, but it does kind of keep the brand strong. And in a year in which Georgia didn't win the SEC, or I should say didn't win the national championship, and you maybe lost more games we're used to seeing them win, you know, these little things in the off season that kind of keep the brand strong, probably not a bad thing. And the sort of thing that if you wanted to pay for it, would be pretty expensive to get that kind of coverage in the biggest football game of the year.
Big, what did you think of the Senior Bowl and Dan Jacks? I mean, this guy, I mean, we tried to replace him 3 times, you know, and it just seems like he's just always around. Now, you take away Stetson. Is he the best walk-on you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, to me, there are two things about Dan Jackson that are really important. Thing number one is this. By far away, it's probably the best story. I know Stetson Bennett's going to be the more notable story.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, Stetson was at least recruited as a preferred walk-on. A lot of people know this. Dan Jackson was a walk-on at Georgia, but not a preferred walk-on. He came to Georgia as a student and called Georgia and was like, hey, I'd love to come out and try out for the team if you'll give me a chance to. So, I mean, Stetson's remarkable because of the great player that he became, but Georgia at least recruited him as a preferred walk-on. In the case of Dan Jackson, he wasn't even recruited as a preferred walk-on. He was essentially just a student at Georgia. But here's the other thing. I think this is really important. You know, in the NFL, we have, like, the undrafted free agent that, you know, plays a significant role. In baseball, you have the kind of rookie contract under team control. Like, there's going to be that player who's not a huge salary hit but makes a significant contribution. In college football moving forward, because of just the role that payment to players is going to play in the sport going forward, you're going to have some cheaper options. You're going to have to find diamonds in the rough. So as cool as the Dan Jackson story is, I do believe it's a little bit of a template for how Georgia and all programs will need to be going forward. Not everybody can be a bonus baby. You're going to have some cool, you know, interesting finds that you plug somewhere in a high school that nobody else knew about. So Georgia's ability to do that, and they've done it well, I think it's going to serve them, you know, well going forward.
Well, Matt Rhule wants to make sure there's one way that you can't pluck any guys off his roster if you're looking to add to yours. He thinks maybe the spring game is going to give too much opportunity for folks to scout his guys. Like, well, I'm sure you've heard of the story, but what do you think of Matt Rhule potentially not having a spring game in Nebraska out of fear of losing guys to the transfer portal?
First of all, ain't nobody wanting any Nebraska's players anyway, first of all. That's the first thing we need to say about that. But, like, I don't believe any of this for a sec. I mean, A, coaches already know everybody on every roster. They're already tampering with them anyway. I don't really think they need the spring game to know who to recruit. And this matters to me because, like, I love G-Day. I mean, it's not real football,
yeah,
but it's
fun.
The most we're going to get in April. It's just something for us to do. And I think that Georgia does a good job of making it seem like a real game because the two teams will dress in separate locker rooms. They'll have, like, separate entrance videos. Like, they try to make it like a game, even if it's not quite that way. I think deep down, Matt Rhule just doesn't want to go through the motions, doesn't want to have a spring game. And, frankly, he's not the only coach that seems to be that way. Around college football, a lot fewer teams sort of get into spring games than they used to. And not all of it is about, well, I don't want people recruiting my players and getting them to transfer. I just think that a lot of programs don't see the value in this. But for me personally, for selfish reasons, I'm glad Georgia still does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out
Me too. It's fun.
It's a great time and all those different things. But, I mean, but it just seems like I just don't want to have one. I'd rather you just say that. We just don't want to have one, B.A., then we're afraid of somebody really sticking.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And it's not just,
you know, they don't want to have the spring game. A lot of the teams that still have them, they have these, like, convoluted scoring systems where it's almost like a golf version, like the Stableford scoring system, as opposed to, like, right. Georgia still gives 6 points for a touchdown, the defense supposed to stop, and, like, you know, it's the red team versus the black team with scoring that's still just like it is in a regular football game. But even a lot of the schools that still have spring games have these, like, really weird scoring systems that kind of take some of the fun out of it.
I think I've covered the two extremes in terms of spring games. We've been at G-Days. A couple of them were hugely attended G-Days. I also broadcast live from the 2015 Oregon State Beavers spring game.
Awesome.
They went on to go 2-10 that year, 0-9 in the Pac-12. And when I tell you, I could have learned everyone's name that was in the crowd and not had a hard time remembering it. I'm not lying.
Funny.
Like, there was 10 people there that day. They should cancel theirs, probably. Speaking of Oregon, kind of, Chip Kelly used to coach there, and then he was at Ohio State. Now he's going to join up with Pete Carroll in the NFL. Why do you think they're making it so clear, and the NFL's now doing it too, but making it so clear how much these guys are making to be coordinators?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, that $6 million is a gigantic amount of money. I assume a lot of this, and y'all know the NFL better than I do, but I assume a lot of this is the Raiders just sort of feel like they just need a complete and total image reboot, cultural reboot. It's kind of why, like, Tom Brady's more out in front there than maybe he would have, you know, been in the past. And a guy like Chip Kelly coming in to sort of give a little new energy for the offense, and obviously this benefits Brock Bowers. But it seems like some of this is, hey, we're so desperate to be more than what the Davis family has been been in recent years, that we want people to know how financially invested we are into to making this a different kind of organization. In this particular case, that's what I assume this must be. Raiders know they don't have the best brand right now, and they want people to know they are desperate to change that because I think they want the goodwill that comes from that.
Real quick, B.A., about a minute left. Scott Cochran, new job. What'd you think?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So happy for him. Yeah. You know, the guys, and Mike Johnson in the morning show will be the first to tell you this, the guys that knew Cochran in Alabama loved him because they believed he loved them. And obviously, he's been through a lot. You know, his battle with addiction is well documented. He himself has been kind enough to sort of, you know, tell parts of his story. So the fact that he's back in coaching, this is one of the real stories that we ought to celebrate, and I hope it's the first of many reasons to celebrate as it relates to Cochran.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love it.
It's one of those things that hopefully is just like, you know, one of the middle scenes in the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
after he sort of overcomes the tough part,
well, and
then things start to get really, really good after this. Hey, B.A., thank you.
Always good to be with you guys.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.